Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, and welcome to the Barnburner Radio Network, our more than twice daily, even on the weekends. Fired Up Show is available on 114 platforms, also on the OSC Sports app, and download our app, the Barnburner app, available on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search Barnburner, download it today, rate us, write a review, whatever you want, download it today. Welcome to CFL New York's Saturday preview of Week 19 with the captain, Jared Bathy. All right, 4 p.m. I know you're going to be at this game. Saturday, October 19th, 4 p.m., Ottawa, Hamilton. Hamilton will win 55-8. Next game, I'm not even going to let you comment on that game. Next game is the game of the weekend, 7 p.m., Winnipeg into Calgary. Jared, your thoughts?
Well, this is the first of the big tests that I was talking about for Winnipeg, a home-of-home against arguably the best team in the West. I'm sure Saskatchewan would have a thing or two to say about that statement. But this is going to be the tougher game for Winnipeg, obviously because they're a very good team at home. So in Week 20, that's a different story. But Week 19 here in Calgary, boy, oh boy, Chris Treveller has his work cut out for him. Maybe we'll see Zach Collaros in this game. Maybe not. I don't know. He's supposed to be healthy at this point, but obviously when he was traded, he was on the sidelines in Toronto. So whether or not we see multiple quarterbacks in this game, I think is yet to be seen. I think would be interesting. It would be kind of like throwing Zach Collaros to the Wolves, though, because Calgary is so good. But again, this is so important for who finishes where in the Western Conference. I mean, Saskatchewan really has it easy between their game against BC and then Week 20 with their game against Edmonton and Week 21 against Edmonton. So this is truly a time for Winnipeg to prove that they deserve home field advantage and that they deserve even a shot at the bye to the West Final.
Who's your pick in this one?
Wow. I got to go Calgary just because they're at home. Giving the advantage to the home team. But, yeah. I mean, Bo Levi, I keep mentioning this. He's not quite there. This injury seems to have affected him to a point where he hasn't been the same quarterback since he came back. And whether or not Winnipeg can take advantage of that will be the difference in this game. But because it's at home, I still think Calgary is going to take it because so often in this league, particularly this season, the home teams have been the better teams.
Yeah, and the home teams have been the better team, but how do you like to be, Winnipeg? You're in first place almost all year, and now when it comes down to the last two or three games, you could be in third place if you don't prevail in one of these games against Calgary.
Well, exactly. You don't even have home field advantage in the playoff game that you've been waiting for since, what, like week three of the season? Like, it's unbelievable and incredibly unfortunate for the Bombers. But, like I said, they've got their work cut out for them. And Calgary and Saskatchewan have a game in hand. So Winnipeg has another bye on top of this, which is really puts them at a disadvantage. So they ultimately, I think they have to win both games against Calgary. Well, they do, because they don't play in Week 21. So they have to win these two games for them to have a shot at being in first again. And even then, they might not be able to do it because it's
Saskatchewan's. I mean, Saskatchewan has such an easy schedule, so.
Yeah, let's hope Saskatchewan doesn't, or Winnipeg maybe wants Saskatchewan to falter, but Jared, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you, and congratulations on doing Barnburner's 250 shows, catching up to me to do like 3,000.
Yeah, a day, right, Joe?
Yeah. It's not funny, Jared. Well, all day I'm working. What are you doing? Sailing. Oh, my gosh, sailing. By the way, is there sailing in December?
No, thank God. Not in Canada, anyway.
All right, maybe I'll send you to Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't refuse that. Check out the Hawaiian Football League. I get it. Instead of flags, they throw lays. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm on Twitter, at Captain Baffy, or you can send me an email, Jared, J-E-R-R-E-D, at barnburner.ca.
All right, Jared will be back next week. Maybe you'll be back with Candid Frank on GetWinnerRadio.tv every Monday from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Candid Frank, Jared's there, 1 o'clock with the CFL talk, 2 o'clock Leaf talk, 3 o'clock sailing talk. Get it all on GetWinnerRadio.ca with Candid Frank. Thanks a lot, Jared.
Thanks, Joe.